And welcome to another exciting show on the Harvest Podcast with me, Carmel Fisher. Today, we are covering one of the premier sponsors for the Private Credit Sourcing Conference, brought to you by DealFlow Events. With me, I have Matt Schwartz. He is the US Finance Practice Group Leader with DLA Piper. Now, they are a global law firm providing legal solutions to businesses in more than 40 countries. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's great to see you.
Yeah, same here. All the way from San Diego. Nice to see you, fellow West Coaster. Tell us a little bit more about DLA Piper and your key differentiators.
Sure. So we are one of the biggest global law firms. By revenue, the biggest law firm in the United States. We represent companies, banks, funds, and other parties across the platform, both in practice depth and geographic scope. Basically, if you are a corporate or a bank or a fund, and you have a legal need, we cover it. Key differentiators for us compared to some of our competitors are practice depth. We are a firm of experts. We kind of cover the gamut of specialty issues that are applicable to businesses of those types. We've got folks all over the world. So if anybody is doing a complex global transaction, we're a one-stop shop for that. We've also got a uniquely positioned group of former government employees, people who work for various agencies, former senators. We now have former UK Prime Minister David Cameron as an advisor, former US Senator Richard Burr as an advisor, the former head of the Federal Communications Commission, and a handful of other government agencies. So, for companies that are looking to interact with the government or understand how changes in the government impact them in their business, we've got resources for that. We basically are a one-stop shop for the needs of most global companies.
Great stuff. How in your obviously professional experience, how are the most successful private credit funds adapting their origination strategies? That's the first question. The second one would be, are you seeing any shift toward more proprietary deal sourcing? And then what does this all mean for the traditional intermediary model?
Most credit firms don't use an intermediary for sourcing their deals. I mean, I would say 90% of the deals are sourced by internal salespeople at the fund themselves, based on relationships they have either with a venture capital firm, a private equity firm, the C-suite at the company, either through a private a prior relationship. Or some other, method of meeting them. There certainly are a ton of investment banks and brokers out there who do this work. Some of them are more successful than others. There's a handful we work with regularly. And then, of course, there are dozens of those folks out there who source debt, equity, hybrid debt, and equity deals. So I think that as information becomes more easily accessible, as AI makes digesting that information more easily accessible, it makes it easier for folks to do that internally because they can use whether it's a tool that they've built themselves or an insourced tool from one of the various providers. They are able to quickly and easily identify who are their targets, what are the metrics, what is the likelihood they're going to go after them? What companies, if they're public, have amortization walls coming up, have maturity walls coming up? The easy accessibility of information and tools to digest that information are making it easier to narrow the funnel internally than it ever was before. And I expect that that will accelerate as time goes on.
For sure, definitely a big surge in tech solutions there. And in terms of market conditions, what do you imagine or what can you predict that lenders and borrowers should be preparing for?
Well, the market for debt is very hot right now, as the market for equity has been cool for the last couple of years, and the M&A markets have been cool, although heating up now. options for liquidity and for exits have been limited. Therefore, people have turned to the debt markets, particularly, well, to banks, but all, but newly to private credit and increasingly to private credit for flexibility, for alternative structures, for hybrid debt and equity deals, for structured finance deals, for specialty finance deals. There really is a lot of creativity out in the market right now. And so I expect that that will continue as a trend. That being said, companies, when they raise equity, there are more options than ever for them to get relatively cheap financing on the debt side. And so it's kind of a, it's kind of, at the moment, we're kind of in a have and have nots scenario. If you've recently raised equity or you have an immediate liquidity on the horizon, it's very easy to get cheap debt with less structure. If you don't, it gets more expensive and more structured. So it's a continuum from companies that are cash rich to cash poor, kind of scaling up. Now, of course, you may be cash poor, but have other types of assets that are easily financeable, whether that's accounts receivable, inventory, equipment, customer recurring revenue from customers. There are a bunch of new and exciting ways to finance what were previously unfinanceable assets. So creativity is the key, and flexibility is the key. Companies need to be very, very specific in understanding what lenders are out there, who serves the market that they're in, what type of collateral and assets that they're looking to finance. And I expect that that's going to continue. Now, of course, if we have an M&A boom like what we're seeing now, there will be plenty of cheap money out there to finance M&A, for buying good companies, for what I call positive M&A. We've seen a lot of strategic M&A where people are buying up competitors who are having trouble, or they're strategically going after assets for companies that are struggling. That we may be hitting a turning point where M&A is returning. You know, I saw an article this morning that said, are we entering a golden age of M&A? I don't know if that's true or not, but I do think that there are more sources of debt capital now than there ever have been. Private credit has more mass adoption than there ever has been. There's more money coming into private credit than there ever has been. Funds are looking for alternative investment structures in ways they never did before. So deals are getting more complicated. At the same time, people want to close them quicker. So it's you kind of have a confluence of companies needing money and lenders wanting to provide money, but the deals are harder to get done than they ever have been.
Interesting dichotomy there. Now, obviously, Matt, you are and DLA Piper, the premium sponsor for the Private Credit Sourcing Conference coming up real soon, October 20th to 21st in New York City. Considering all of this and everything you're saying about AI and how that, funnels into origination strategies, how can the relationships built at conferences like the one coming up help lenders and borrowers succeed in these current market conditions?
Well, I think for lenders, if you haven't already built relationships, you're behind the ball. You know, most of these firms have people who have been working in this space for a decade or decades. You know, the most successful folks, the people that I work with that are succeeding, are ones who have been building relationships for a very long time. And not only that, they're master connectors. So they go out to these events, they meet people, they follow up, they're extroverted. It's extremely hard to be an introvert in today's environment if you want to succeed in sourcing deals. So, it's on the, I only work with lenders, I don't work with borrowers. So in terms of a company looking for debt, they leverage the relationship of their sponsor, whether it's a venture capital sponsor or a private equity sponsor. They leverage debt brokers if they don't have the relationships, or if they have a delicate situation where they need the expertise of a broker to help them go to market. Some of the brokers we work with, we're sponsoring a dinner with Armentum tonight. They have hundreds, if not thousands, of debt funds. And if a company comes to them, they will very quickly and easily know, look, these are the dozen lenders you should be talking to in the space that you're in. So I think having a realistic assessment of where you are now leads to the steps you need to take to have success in sourcing on a go-forward basis. It's very, very difficult to start out of the woodwork right now. If you were just starting up a brand new fund right now, you'd have to go and hire someone with decades of experience in the space who already has relationships, who already has credibility.
Very interesting, and sounds like it's exactly, I mean, you're very experienced in this, and speaking about your experience, you're joining a very impressive lineup of private credit lenders for the panel you're on, and that's the Navigating the Private Credit Deal Pipeline panel. Tell us more about your lineup, who they are, and what excites you most about them?
Yeah, well, the first speaker is Scott Bluestein, who's the CEO of Hercules Technology Growth Capital. They are a very, very good client of ours. I've known Scott for a long time. He's a brilliant guy, knows the market. He was a credit guy before, so he understands both the sales side and the credit side. You know, they're one of the market leading lenders in the technology, healthcare, and life sciences space. He is a fantastic person who does not speak on a whole lot of panels, so it'll be very interesting to hear his insights. We also have the heads of technology private credit from both BlackRock and Blue Owl, who are coming to speak on the panel. So a really good mix of folks who are kind of leading the charge in the tech, especially in the technology space, in terms of financing for technology companies and private credit. It'll be very interesting to hear what they have to say, how they feel they differentiate themselves from the market, you know, what they're willing and able to say in public about their sourcing, because some of this is obviously proprietary. But I think it's going to be a really lively discussion. And if I were either a company or one of their competitors, I would certainly want to listen to what they have to say.
Absolutely. Now, in terms of the discussion, what key challenges do you think you will be collectively addressing that attendees cannot afford to miss?
Yeah, so I mean, there's a handful of things. One is obviously the use of technology, not just AI, but the use of technology in sourcing deals and in developing relationships. Every firm takes a different approach to the types of technology that they want to use. It's pretty clear we're at the tipping point with AI, where everyone is using AI one way or another. Whether or not they're using it for actual deal sourcing or credit decisions is still an evolving topic. And I don't know how forthcoming people will be about discussing that. It'll be interesting to hear that. You know, the other is the competitive landscape. There's so much money flowing into the space. And I do believe that it is a bit of a have and have not situation where, you know, if you've got an enormous pool of money, whether it's through private LPs or through a BDC, if you're public, or some of the other new fundraising structures to bring money in, that is a competitive advantage, no matter what the deal size you're looking at. So I think in terms of hearing how these folks are thinking about sourcing their deals, how they think about underwriting their deals, how they think about building relationships, how they view the market, it's going to be something you wouldn't want to miss if you're in this space.
100% agree. And again, about the Private Credit Conference, it's the only event dedicated entirely to sourcing private credit deals. It's bringing together lenders, borrowers, advisors for a focused agenda covering origination, underwriting, and structuring. All of this alongside unmatched networking with companies actively seeking capital. Again, we have DLA Piper, the premium sponsor for this conference, coming up on October 20th to 21st in New York City. I've been chatting with Matt Schwartz. Thank you so much. Great conversation, and look forward to meeting up with you soon.
You're very welcome. Looking forward to the conference.
Take care.
Okay.
Brought to you, as always, by The Harvest Podcast, available anywhere you listen to podcasts.